Welcome to Seeking Alpha's Stocks to Watch, Wall Street Breakfast's Weekend Edition, our news team's weekend preview of upcoming IPOs, earnings reports, conference presentations, investor days, FDA decisions, Barron's mentions, and other key events that could impact stocks to set you up for the week ahead in the markets. Subscribe to this podcast on Apple Podcasts, Google Podcasts, Spotify, and Stitcher. Good morning and happy November. Today is Sunday, November 1st, and I'm your host, Rena Scherbel. We begin with a breakdown of the week ahead from Seeking Alpha's news team. The earnings season marches on, even as investors head into next week with a fair amount of uncertainty on election scenarios and Q4 wildcards like stimulus and COVID-19 restrictions. Notable reports out from Wayfair and Peloton Interactive highlight the incredible strength of at-home trends, while Marriott International tells a different story about all that staying at home. Amid the focus on the election and earnings, the Fed squeezes in a two-day meeting. In earnings news, U.S. Foods and Mondelez International report on November 2nd. Humana, Wayfair, Ferrari, Prudential, Cisco, and Eversource Energy report on the 3rd. Performance Food Group, Hilton Worldwide, and MetLife report on the 4th. Alibaba, Booking Holdings, General Motors, Uber, Bristol-Myers Squibb, Virgin Galactic, Peloton Interactive, and AstraZeneca report on the 5th. CVS Health, Hershey, and Viacom CBS all report on November 6th. In IPO news, New Oriental Education launches its Hong Kong IPO on November 3rd. IPO lockup periods expire on GAN on November 1st, as well as ILF Pharmaceuticals and China Liberal Education on November 4th. In M&A news, shares of Dunkin' Brands will jet higher on Monday after Inspire Brands announced a nearly $9 billion acquisition late on Friday. Las Vegas Sands will be closely watched to see if reports on a plan to shop the company's Las Vegas properties is an actuality. CoreLogic is in play, with the company saying it is fielding competing offers. TrueCar forecast total new vehicle sales fell just over 6% year-over-year to over 1.3 million units in October when adjusted for the same number of selling days. The research firm says the month seasonally adjusted annualized rate for total light vehicle sales is an estimated 15.7 million units. Excluding fleet sales, TrueCar expects U.S. retail deliveries of new cars and light trucks to be over 1.1 million units, an increase of 0.3% from a year ago when adjusted for the same number of selling days. Updated Chief Industry Analyst Eric Lyman. The auto industry recovery is absolutely striking. We clawed back more new car sales each month since sales bottomed out in April and are now seeing year-over-year new car retail sales growth for two consecutive months. This is a phenomenal outcome for the industry as inventory is starting to rebound and demand remains high. There are positive signals that the recovery will sustain. Sports betting operators FanDuel, DraftKings, BetMGM, and local player Action 24/7 will make their official debut in Tennessee on Sunday. The state is forecast to generate up to $6 billion in sports bets a year, but has a different model that requires a 10% hold rate, which could impact odds and payouts. Speaking of betting, the October report on Macau gross gaming revenue is expected to show a 70 to 75% drop compared to a year ago as the industry begins to show sequential improvement. Some estimates have GGR improving to a 50 to 55% decline in December in what could provide some relief for Sands China, MGM China, Wynn Macau, Galaxy Entertainment, and SJM Holdings. Monthly reports are also due out for discount broker Darts, while NEO will post its deliveries tally. The biggest share price mover could be the update on firearm background checks right ahead of the election. Sturm Ruger, Smith & Wesson Brands, Sportsman's Warehouse, Olin Corporation, and Vista Outdoor are some of the usual suspects to watch for when that report drops. This week in Barron's mentions, the stocks and themes drawing attention in Barron's weekly edition. The publication pulls out all the stops to identify five stocks that should outperform no matter who wins the U.S. election. Abbott Laboratories, Newmont, SBA Communications, Roper Technologies, and Carlyle make the politics-proof list. If history repeats itself, the healthcare sector will outperform in the 18 months following the big day. United Health Group and Anthem are seen as two good bets on that trend. And turning to the eventual economic recovery, the spotlight turns to industrials, Parker Hannifin, Littelfuse, and TE Connectivity as names that could benefit. The cover story delves into the power of Fed Chairman Jerome Powell. Reasons, Barron's. For investors, Powell is arguably a more important figure in Washington than whoever will occupy the White House come 2021. And this week in our single stock focus, we're covering Moderna, which had recent earnings last week and closed the week at just under $68. We cover the stock with Edmund Ingham, and he begins here. Moderna released its Q3 earnings, reporting a net loss of $233.6 million, down 87% year-over-year, loss per share of 59 cents, and a whopping $3.97 billion on the balance sheet, up from $1.26 billion in Q3 19, which works out around $10 per share of the company. But analysts and the market's eyes and ears were all focused on updates from Moderna's CEO and chief medical officer during its earnings call concerning the progress of its SARS-CoV-2 vaccine, mRNA-1273. Alongside Pfizer, BioNTech, AstraZeneca, Johnson & Johnson, and Novavax, Moderna can be considered one of the frontrunners to secure a first approval for a COVID vaccine. And after management's updates, the stock price climbed 5.5% to reach a price of $71.3 before dropping to close at $67. Analysts' feelings on the stock's likely upside are mixed, however. Consensus one-year price target is 93.4, with a high of 136 and low of 41. The progress the company has made since its record-breaking IPO, which raised $604 million at a price of $23 per share, has been phenomenal. Shares have gained 366%, and the company has developed multiple vaccines using its novel approach, taking strands of messenger RNA, coding them to produce a specific protein, and injecting them into patients, where the mRNA finds its way into cells and the immune system learns to identify and attack the foreign protein. mRNA-1273 is the first of Moderna's vaccines to enter a phase 3 trial. Now fully enrolled, and tension is mounting as the company prepares to publish interim data from its pivotal trial in November and submit safety data that could see the FDA hand mRNA-1273 an emergency use authorization, or EUA. Ingham goes on to write, Moderna was an exciting company that was going to have a significant impact on the biotechnology landscape even before the company successfully fast-tracked mRNA-1273 to the point where it is now, and I would have set a speculative long-term price target of $80 based on its non-COVID pipeline, with the caveat that the technology is unproven and could take years to perfect, or in a worst-case scenario, prove to be futile. In my opinion, management robbed investors of the chance to see Moderna's stock trade at over $100 when they raised $1.34 billion at $76 per share immediately after posting the first positive data from trials of mRNA-1273 and began to sell off their own stock, while companies they were invested in also sold off Moderna stock. I would expect to see Moderna stock trade over $100 if November's data readouts suggest that an approval is the likeliest outcome, but an adverse outcome would send shockwaves through the entire company and potentially impact the development of every other vaccine in the company's portfolio, which would result in investors making heavy losses. The price could drop below $20 for the first time since March. That is the current trade-off. And from a purely investment perspective, it probably makes Novavax and, to a lesser extent, BioNTech the superior stocks to back. Similar downside case, but fewer shares. That equals more upside. Analyst target price for Novavax is around $220, and the stock currently trades at $79. Ingham concludes here. My concern with Moderna would be that the pandemic arrived just a little too early for a quite radical and novel approach to vaccine development to carry the day. Although the theory, science, technology, and the safety and efficacy to date have not presented any issues, I just wonder if in the final reckoning, Moderna's vaccine will do its job well enough to beat the admittedly low bar of 50% efficacy. However, I do feel that management may be more confident than they are letting on. Let's not forget approval in the US is not the be-all end-all. There will still be EU, UK, and Canadian approvals pending. And as with Novavax, the sheer scale of investment into the company almost implies that an approval is a foregone conclusion. When you consider what is at stake, however, $2 billion of investment does not seem such a large sum. I have a small position in Moderna, and I am hoping for the best. If the company does not succeed with its COVID vaccine, its share price will slump, but I believe it will come back. But as with many of the early RNA therapeutics pioneers, it may take years before mRNA technology starts to truly alter the treatment landscape. Overall, Seeking Alpha authors skew neutral on Moderna, with one very bullish, one bullish, two neutral, and two bearish. That concludes this week's Stocks to Watch. Thanks so much for listening. For the best investment analysis and news on the web, go to SeekingAlpha.com. Subscribe to this podcast on Apple Podcasts, Google Podcasts, Spotify, and Stitcher. You can sign up for our other podcasts, Alpha Trader, Let's Talk ETFs, the Cannabis Investing Podcast, and Essay for FAs on those platforms as well. Have a great week.